Well, it's kind of bittersweet. The bitter part is that we're having to complete this task, and some of the people who didn't get the who started out with us didn't get the finish. I wish they could have finished, and we have not yet raised the full $15 million that we wanted to raise. So that's kind of the bitter part of it. But the sweet part of it is that we have raised some money. We have brought a lot of attention and a lot of awareness, and we get to go back home and get back to Chicago and do some work there. So it's a bittersweet moment.
Is it true that since June 5th, when you started this journey from New York, you have not taken a ride in a vehicle?
No, we've ridden, we had what we call 3,900 miles. 500 of those miles are what we call grace miles. Those were miles that we were able to ride.
And while you're on this journey, your walks are punctuated by occasional visits and meetings in various cities or towns. How has that gone?
It's gone really well. A lot of the places that we visited, we work with non-for-profits and for churches and organize rallies or walks with them.
You mentioned at the beginning that the purpose of this mission has been to raise funds and to raise awareness. And the funds will be used how?
The funds will be used to build a community and economic development center for on the south side of Chicago, to build a community center that's a model and a prototype for what could be done across America. So we're trying to build a prototype community center.
Now, your focus, at least initially, is on Chicago. Is that because of a recent spike in crime rates in Chicago?
Right. Absolutely. Our focus first is Chicago because it's the number one murder area in America right now, and they have had the largest increase in murder activities, so gun violence activities. So we want to hit where we want to put something where it's being hardest hit.
You mentioned that you're going back to Chicago. But not before you have a meeting later this afternoon in Watts and then in Compton.
Correct.
What's going to happen at those?
Well, in Watts, we are meeting with a community center with a lot of kids, with about 200 kids. And then in Compton, we have a walk plan with about 300 to 500 people, a peace rally. And then tomorrow night, Friday night, at the Bistro on Pico, we're having a fundraiser.
What other experience have you had in your work with Los Angeles or parts of the Los Angeles community?
This is my first time working with organizations in Los Angeles, and it's been really good. So I can't wait to do some further work with some organizations here in the future.